Part 4. Listen to the conversation and answer the questions. Put a circle around the letter of the correct answer. Look at the questions. An example is done for you. You will hear the conversation twice.
So, have you heard about this amazingly generous money donated by one of our ex-students, Penny?
Yes, Richard Judd. It's brilliant, isn't it, Jeff?
Were you on the teaching staff like me when Richard Judd was studying here?
From what I remember, he left for art college the summer before I started. Looking forward to meeting him now, though.
Oh, such a nice guy, really. I loved teaching him. And this donation is so generous. I mean, he's not as rich as all that.
I know, but apparently he said he wanted to give the school something back for all the encouragement and help he was given when he was here.
Yes, which makes me determined to make the best use of the money. Not just invest it in the bank, but not just spend it on lots of different little things either. You know, so there's nothing really to show for it.
Oh, exactly, Jeff. What about the feedback from students' parents? You know, the questionnaire you sent them over half term.
Oh, well, not too many surprises there. More computers, books, that sort of thing. Nothing very exciting. Although all very necessary, of course.
I know what you mean. We want something permanent that everyone would like. That's what Richard would want, I'm sure.
Which is why, Penny, I was wondering about a water fountain. Everyone appreciates the calming effect of water, children especially. We could just watch it and lose all the stress.
A fountain? You must be joking.
Why not? Not very big or deep or anything. It wouldn't be dangerous. And if we choose the right one, it could be really attractive.
No, I didn't mean that. But just think of all the Coke cans and crisp packets floating about in it. The kids just couldn't resist dropping stuff in. It would just become an alternative bin.
Hadn't really considered that, actually. Another idea we've been asked to consider comes from the English and Drama Department. A brilliant idea for a new school theatre.
Well, I know Richard's been generous, but not that much. It would cost a fortune. I agree it would be great, and we do have the space for one. But it'll have to wait, I'm afraid.
Yes, I know. I'm sure it'll happen one day. And hang on. Yes, the final idea, a sculpture, comes from the students themselves, who were asked to suggest ideas to their teachers.
What?
I know. I couldn't believe it either. Quite impressive, really. But their feelings are that as Richard is an artist, well, what better way to spend the money than on a piece of art?
Now that is a great idea.
The students thought about having it in the art room as a kind of inspiration. I mean, it's a huge place.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be hidden, just for the select few. I mean, we don't all study art, do we? Depends what material it would be made of course. But I think somewhere like outside the school's main entrance, that would be.
We'd have to decide who we'd get to make it, and the subject, of course. I love modern art, but not anything abstract. Rather something you can really see.
I think that's a bit of an unfair statement, Jeff, isn't it? Some abstract art is fantastic, and some traditional stuff is just awful. It's like everything. Modern architecture, for example. Some's good, some's not.
Well, anyway, that's a long way in the future. We'll need to discuss all the ideas and put them to both the teaching and student committees, and then we can make it. So, have you heard about this amazingly generous money donated by one of our ex-students, Penny?
Yes, Richard Judd. It's brilliant, isn't it, Jeff?
Were you on the teaching staff like me when Richard Judd was studying here?
From what I remember, he left for art college the summer before I started. Looking forward to meeting him now, though.
Oh, such a nice guy, really. I loved teaching him. And this donation is so generous. I mean, he's not as rich as all that.
I know, but apparently he said he wanted to give the school something back for all the encouragement and help he was given when he was here.
Yes, which makes me determined to make the best use of the money. Not just invest it in the bank, but not just spend it on lots of different little things either. You know, so there's nothing really to show for it.
Oh, exactly, Jeff. What about the feedback from students' parents? You know, the questionnaire you sent them over half term.
Oh, well, not too many surprises there. More computers, books, that sort of thing. Nothing very exciting. Although all very necessary, of course.
Hmm. I know what you mean. We want something permanent that everyone would like. That's what Richard would want, I'm sure.
Which is why, Penny, I was wondering about a water fountain. Everyone appreciates the calming effect of water, children especially. We could just watch it and lose all the stress.
A fountain? You must be joking.
Why not? Not very big or deep or anything. It wouldn't be dangerous. And if we choose the right one, it could be really attractive.
No, I didn't mean that. But just think of all the Coke cans and crisp packets floating about in it. The kids just couldn't resist dropping stuff in. It would just become an alternative bin.
Hadn't really considered that, actually. Another idea we've been asked to consider comes from the English and Drama Department. A brilliant idea for a new school theatre.
Well, I know Richard's been generous, but not that much. It would cost a fortune. I agree it would be great, and we do have the space for one. But it'll have to wait, I'm afraid.
Yes, I know. I'm sure it'll happen one day. And hang on. Yes, the final idea, a sculpture, comes from the students themselves, who were asked to suggest ideas to their teachers.
What?
I know. I couldn't believe it either. Quite impressive, really. But their feelings are that as Richard is an artist, well, what better way to spend the money than on a piece of art?
Now that is a great idea.
The students thought about having it in the art room as a kind of inspiration. I mean, it's a huge place.
Oh, no, it shouldn't be hidden, just for the select few. I mean, we don't all study art, do we? Depends what material it would be made of course. But I think somewhere like outside the school's main entrance, that would be.
We'd have to decide who we'd get to make it, and the subject, of course. I love modern art, but not anything abstract. Rather something you can really see.
I think that's a bit of an unfair statement, Jeff, isn't it? Some abstract art is fantastic, and some traditional stuff is just awful. It's like everything. Modern architecture, for example. Some's good, some's not.
Well, anyway, that's a long way in the future. We'll need to discuss all the ideas and put them to both the teaching and student committees, and then we can make it. That is the end of part 4. You now have 2 hours and 10 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.